Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Reviews from the Clubhouse. As always, brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie and
Mayor McCheese.
Mr. McCheese.
That's the guy from Burger or McDonald's, right? The head of the big cheeseburger?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, I don't want to be
his
him
name
anymore.
Just be Mac?
Mac? Well, I don't think he's a Big Mac. I think he's a cheeseburger.
They missed an opportunity.
They did. So it would be Mac the Big Mac.
Big the Mac. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France? They don't just call it a quarter pounder
with
cheese?
Royale
with cheese. Nah, they got the metric system. They don't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is. So what do they call a quarter pounder with cheese? A Royale with cheese. That's good. Wait. I got more.
I cut you off.
Oh, we're actually okay. We're rocking and rolling. Guys, we've done like four intros.
Yeah, we have.
Just talking. It's been fun. It's been fun. You know what I mean?
Did you say it's been fun?
I don't know what I was trying to say, but yeah, it has been fun. What's today? Today's November.
Today's Wednesday, 11th. The 11th.
Chia boy, Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans.
Happy
Leif
Erikson Day.
That's a real holiday.
Is it? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't believe you.
I swear to you. In like Norway or something.
I'm sure. All right. Hey, you know, we're back. Two episodes this week.
You sound so unenthused.
I'm just, you know.
You don't have your retainers in, so.
Nah, I'm taking my 2-hour break. Mm-hmm. What was I saying? Oh, social media.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's it. Email.
Grindr.
The fuck is that? That sounds.
I think it's Tinder for gay men.
Wow.
We should get on that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's. I'm sure we have a wide demographic there.
Could you imagine? Oh my God! Could you imagine we have a Grindr account? It's just our reviews from the clubhouse. People message us, be like, "What the fuck is this?"
It's just pictures of our microphone stands.
That's good shit. Let's get it.
What's this about? Just some ASMR shit?
Listen on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. and you'll find out.
Have you ever heard like ASMR? Like, you know,
oh,
what that
yes.
Is?
Where it's like the like people eat pickles and stuff.
Listen to. Yeah, and they fucking loudly. But listen to reviews from the clubhouse. And let me get some spick on.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Clubhouse Films.
Ew. All
right. I hate that shit.
I hate ASMR.
You ever heard of mukbang? It's like literally when you watch people like. Open for like they fucking take a bag of chips and they put it right next to the mic and they just take it out and just go.
That's amazing. Yeah, pickle eating.
Like
yeah.
Right by the camera,
yeah,
or
the
camera, the microphone, and it's just like
people like it.
People, I didn't know what it was at this point.
It's like a sensory thing.
He's like, you ever watch like mukbang?
Who and said I was
like,
that?
I don't want to.
You don't want
to. I can't confirm nor deny details of.
You don't want to oust them.
But they're like, you watch mukbang? I'm like, what the fuck is that?
So is
like,
this
that
person...
That sounds dirty.
Is this you? Is this one of those instances where
it's actually
like
one
friend.
Of my many personalities. It's one of my characters from my previous roles.
Yeah. Speaking of characters and roles, you are filming this weekend.
Let's get into the news.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about the
film
that Chance
is in. Yeah, I'm filming
some
shit. I mean, I don't like talking about stuff till it's done because you never know if it's going to be done or not.
It'll happen.
In this world that we live in, I'm sick of people asking me, where can I watch your work? I don't know. I'll let you know what I know. I don't want to be rude. I mean, thank you for taking interest in having support. I'm sure a lot of these people.
It's never going to happen again. Yeah, I'm never going to talk about
what
your...
Please.
Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Don't you think if I had a means for you to watch it, it would be out there. Like, I'd be like, hey, go watch this.
Yeah.
I literally do that for everybody else's shit but my own. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Because it's actually done.
Chance showed me one that he worked on called Call the Shot. Amazing film.
Yes, Chance directed by Dean Parker.
Yes, and he's watched it one time, maybe twice.
Once at the premiere.
Okay. No, you watched it with me too, because you showed it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it. I kind of listened. I glanced at it.
It was amazing. It was great.
Now, so some friends, one of the same friend about the mukbang shit, he's like... He's like, hey, can I watch your thing? Because I have a private link to it. Because technically,
a private link, right? Because
it's
not it's
released,
not yeah.
Public, it's not, yeah. But I turned it on for him, and I completely left the house. Because Ashley said she needed something, and I was like, I'll go to the gas station and get it while you guys watch this. And I set it up, for like on AirDrop for our TV. I pressed play and I left, and by the time I came back, it was over. And I was like, so what'd you think? He's like, I thought it was really good. I was like, you're not just saying that so you don't hurt my feelings. He's like, no, I really, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, have you seen it? And I was like, yeah, once, but I'm good.
You should watch it. I mean, you should watch your own stuff more often, I think.
Nah.
Yeah. It's the only way you can become a better actor, I think.
Not true.
If you study yourself.
I can just, you know, trust my director and
let
him do his job or her job.
But every director is different. You're not going to work with the same director.
That's why. So what's the point of me watching my performances if they're all going to be different?
Well, I mean, you might see, okay, so John Barenthal, I've noticed this thing that he does, and it fucking drives me insane. Every time he talks, he'll say a line, and he'll turn his head to the side, and he'll go like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's what I do. And then he'll just do it every single time, watching fucking, what's the Marvel one that he's in? The Punisher? He does that. Mm. Oh, my God. And he did it in The Walking Dead.
You know what's
Dead.
Crazy? I saw season one of The Punisher, and it's amazing. I don't remember it.
It's really good.
I didn't watch season two.
I haven't watched it either. I still haven't finished season three of Daredevil.
One patch, two patch, pity and dime. He kept saying that in the first season.
He did?
One batch, two patch, pity and dime.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. That's like the only thing I remember.
Huh. It's really good.
Yeah. Mr. Krabs is in it. I think he's the main bad guy.
Clancy Brown.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. He's Krabs. Also Lex Luthor.
Hey, that's two SpongeBob references.
Hey, man. Look. You're born in the 90s, and you don't make at least one SpongeBob reference a day.
A day, right.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right, there's your 5 minutes of rambling. Let's get into the news.
Yeah, I actually got, you know, quite a bit of stuff here.
Oh, fucking great.
Nah, I mean, it's not a whole bunch, you know?
I've got a lot, but it's not a whole bunch.
I mean, you know, get ready. Buckle up. All right. First bit of news. Never mind. I was going to say strap on and lube up. But
that's good.
Peacemaker is gearing up.
Yeah.
So writer-director James Gunn posted to his Instagram about how he's just arrived in Canada to begin shooting the Suicide Squad spinoff, Peacemaker, for HBO Max. So Canada's borders are open. But you have to do a mandatory 2-week quarantine as soon as you get there. And then you can go out. And
Jesus.
Yeah. So Gunn posted to his Instagram. He was just gifted the new Xbox. So he's going to use that to keep himself occupied during this 2-week quarantine. But, you know, it's wild. We just talked about Peacemaker getting a spinoff series like a couple months ago. So, you know, it's wild.
It had to have been in the works.
Like, that's what I was going to say. Like, this shit's like months to years within in the works. And we just hear about it, like,
I would agree.
Right before it starts happening, which is pretty wild. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy that they're rocking and rolling. The movie's not even out yet. He's in post-production. He's on post for Suicide Squad, and he's already filming the pilot for this show.
Yeah, I was trying to see. Oh, he did get a new Xbox. God damn it.
Yeah.
I really want one, too.
Lucky son of a bitch.
Free, too. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's James Gunn. I wish I could be that.
It's got his name on it and everything. I'm looking at it right now as we speak.
I'd say his greatest failure is letting Jenna Fisher get away.
Did they date?
They were married.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah. I don't know the ins and outs of their marriage,
Jenna
though.
Jenna Fisher.
Pam.
Pam?
Beasley.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was mutual.
I mean, it had to have been.
She should have been with Jim anyways, but whatever.
Sure. You know. You know the guy? So you've seen The Office?
Yeah.
I think I talked about this before. But you know, when they have their first kid and she can't, like, breastfeed and they call in the specialist, that guy?
Yeah.
That's her actual husband.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why he was feeling all up on her titty, because, you know, that's his wife's titty.
Oh, my God. Tough titties. And those titties are tough. Is that from Rick and Morty?
Well, I love 40-year-old virgin. He's like, you ever feel a woman's breast in it? Feels like a bag of sand. And Paul Rudd's like, a bag of sand?
Because he's never.
Every time I watch that movie, I rewind it. Just because Paul Rudd's a bag of sand.
Like, yeah, it's good reactions.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about tits. next bit of news. Cinemark, you know, like the huge movie chain.
Yep.
It sparks a new deal with Hollywood Studios. So the CEO of Cinemark, Mark Zordai, what a cool name, was recently in an interview with Deadline, and they announced that they will now shorten the theatrical window for certain films. So
what does that mean exactly?
So theaters, NATO, the North American Theater Association,
And, no way. Yeah, it's not NATO.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. That's amazing. Go on.
And Hollywood Studios, they basically have this theatrical window deal, which is basically just from when a movie's premieres theatrically, so when it comes out for the first time in theaters to when it goes to VOD, that's the theatrical window. It's usually about 3 months. And that's kind of a deal that the studios and the theaters have. So where am I at? So a short while ago, AMC and Universal struck a new deal that allows Universal to release certain films in theaters for a short amount of time, and then it'll go straight to VOD. So it looks like Universal's The Croods 2, that animated movie,
yes,
is going to get a theatrical release, and then it's going to be available for VOD by Christmas. Thank God. It's supposed to come out in theaters like next month or...
I've been waiting.
Or by the end of this month. I haven't seen that first one, so...
Me neither.
But it's interesting that like they're finally like kind of working together because what movie was that came out? Trolls 2, where like shit really hit the fan.
Oh yeah,
because they didn't really ask the theater, they didn't ask NATO about it. They kind of were just like, yeah, we'll put it in theaters for like a weekend, and then it's gonna go straight to VOD.
Yeah,
and then they were like, bro, what the fuck? But I saw this thing, this next bit of news. So AMC is doing this new thing where you can rent out a movie theater.
For $100.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, like, it's smart, I guess, especially, like, during this climate. You can do, like, a watch party or whatever. Have all your friends go in there.
But how long can you rent it out for? For the entire day? For 2 hours?
Yeah, I
hours?
Think so, for the entire day, I think.
Entire day, $100.
Saw the article, and I didn't even
just to it. See.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, you split it between
chums. I mean, you split it between four people, it's...
Yeah,
$25 a person. It's not bad.
Party at the movie theater, but
grab some snacks. They can't tell you no.
Some snakes. Yeah.
Do you have to clean the place after you're done with it too?
Fuck that. You're gonna be fucked up. I'm not cleaning up. What? No,
you never.
What? Know. Nah. No way.
Nah.
Do you imagine? No way.
They give you your dustpan and broom.
Here's your spray bottle. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. We put them gloves on. Anyway. Some more news. Some more Netflix news.
Ooh,
Netflix. It's just greenlit. The Umbrella Academy season 3. I haven't watched season 1 or 2.
I've watched.
I hear that it's good.
One halfway through.
I know there's a monkey man, like a butler. Yes. I know that there's a giant, like goldfish with a body.
Really?
Season 2 or something like that.
Wow, that's weird. And I think Umbrella Academy is a comic from Dark Horse.
I don't know
off the top of my head though.
Like I said. I don't know anything about him. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, here's pretty good. Who's the famous actress that's in it?
Ellen Page?
Yeah, Ellen Page, yeah. She's fine. Yeah.
Cool. More Netflix news.
Settle down, Chance.
More Netflix news. So it looks like Netflix is doing an experiment with some new stuff with their French subscriber base. So Netflix is developing a TV channel that will show Netflix original programming in a linear format. Kind of like a cable channel. So you go to like TBS and it's like a whole bunch of fucking just shit on repeat.
Two Broke Girls, right?
Seinfeld. 2 and a Half Men.
Friends.
American Dad.
Family Guy.
Netflix.
Let's keep going.
They're also thinking about changing their release format. So instead of dropping like entire seasons at once, they're going to do like weekly episodic releases, which I think is smarter because you look at something like Stranger Things, it dropped the whole thing
at once
and people binge it in the weekend and they're done talking about it versus like The Mandalorian where it's kind of like a water cooler show. People are talking about it weekly because there's a new episode to talk about weekly.
Yes. But I know you've expressed your interest that you really like that kind of format.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there are people out there who are used to like just fucking shotgunning, just binge watching.
Yeah.
Shit.
I've done it a time or two before.
But you know, I used to be that way. But now I just take my sweet time.
Well, see, I think it depends on like The Mandalorian. I would fucking love to binge watch that show because I love Star Wars. Stranger Things, though, it's like I love Stranger Things. Like Stranger Things is my ringtone, right? Which I keep forgetting to change it, but. It's not like, I don't know, I could live without it. It's a great show, but like that is probably one of those where I could like...
The kind of shows that I like to watch though are kind of like heavy dramas, so sometimes I do need a little bit
of
a break.
For sure. Yeah.
Like shows like Ozark or
just because it's so intense. Haunting
a Blind Man. Yeah, like you're just an emotional roller coaster. You just So sometimes I do. I like to take a break and pick back up like a couple of hours of the next day. But yeah, I think that's a smart move by Netflix. We'll see what this TV channel shit's like. Maybe with our VPN, we can go to France. Check out this TV channel.
But is it different content, or is it content that they've already made?
It's
and just throwing it on there.
All Netflix content. Oh, like shit that's already... Well, obviously, there's different stuff on Netflix for...
Y'all.
Like whatever region you live in. But, I mean, it's all Netflix original programming. So you're not going to catch like 2.5 Men on there or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it's interesting.
Speaking of 2.5 Men... LaCrista and I watched Due Date.
What does that have to do with
fucking
two and a half
hilarious? Men? Well, Zach Galifianakis.
Oh yeah, 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 because they're at the end.
Yeah,
I'm like, what kind of connection is that?
Great movie.
Yeah. Right, underrated.
Cool. Yeah, it is. Oh, for sure, it is.
It's a Todd Phillips movie.
Yeah, I know. He's in it too.
Yeah, yeah. He's in The Hangover. He's in the first one.
Who is he in?
I remember when they get on the elevator and there's that guy with the mustache and he's got like a fro and the sunglasses. When the elevator door opens, he's going down on this girl. And he kind of like,
oh,
up.
That's him.
And she tries like fix his
what
hair.
What the
like,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah, he's like in the jumpsuit or something.
He's
like
always
that.
Putting himself in the. So you got to make me wonder. Is he really like that in real life?
He said, "Did you write that yourself?" He said, "No, the mafia wrote it."
Wrote it. Yeah. Oh my
god. Nobody gets perms anymore, man. Anyway,
sorry. Go on.
Disney Plus, WandaVision. So Entertainment Weekly just came out with like this new piece and. It reports that WandaVision will be about 6 hours long. It was partially shot in front of a live studio audience. And it's really focusing on and cycling through the various periods of like sitcom television, which is pretty cool. So like Roseanne and I Love Lucy.
Yeah, The Honeymooner, stuff like that.
Shit like that. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I like how stylized it is and how different it is.
So it's 6 hours long. So either it'll be...
Probably
45-minute episodes.
Six
of them.
45-ish, 50-ish minute episodes.
Nah, that sucks. Wish it was more.
Wait, I thought it was. Hang on, because I thought there's gonna be like 9 episodes total. And if that's the case, yeah. So it's 9 episodes. I think it was originally 6, and then they extended it to 9 with COVID because they were like, "Hey, we got all this time."
Yeah.
But it's supposed to drop in December after Mandalorian's done.
That means, yeah, like you said, some of them are going to be super short, and I fucking hate that. I don't know. How do you feel about that? I hate it with, like, The Mandalorian is, like...
Depends on the episode, I feel, and, like, what's going on.
Well, like, the first episode of The Mandalorian was, like, of season 2, I guess I should say, was, like, 45 minutes long, right?
Yeah, but look at the success of season 1. Look at season 1's pilot.
But it was fucking like 30 up minutes. And down. It was, like, there was 30-minute episodes, and there was an hour-long episode. I just make it consistent.
I mean, the first episode of season 2 was like 54 minutes, and then this second episode was like, what, 41?
Yeah,
so they're longer. They're longer than season 1 for sure, but season 1, they kind of had to, you know.
I guess they had to play it. Was
figure
it was
out. I mean, it was the first live-action Star Wars show, so I mean, like, they had to.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kind of figure out what they were fucking around with.
Except if you count the holiday special.
You have never actually seen that.
God, I've seen enough of it to know that I never want to watch it.
Doesn't Chewbacca have like a family or something like
that? He does, yeah. It's hilarious.
So he's just a shitty dad?
Yeah.
He said, fuck my kids. I'm just going to hang out with this human.
I think the kid's name is like Chubby or something weird. Wumbo.
Wow. Wow.
Third SpongeBob.
So Chewie's just a really bad father.
Yep.
Next bit of news. This comes out of Variety.
Ooh.
So Paramount is setting up a third Quiet Place film already. And the second movie was supposed to come out in March this year. It'll be coming out. It's either April or March next year, 2021.
God.
But it's based off an original idea from Krasinski. However, he will not be coming back to direct this third installment. But details are being kept under wraps. But it's most likely going to be set like in the same universe. It's just not going to follow the same family. And it might not be set necessarily in the same time frame as these first two, which I like. Like, you ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
So you know how they have Walk the Walking Dead and then Fear the Walking Dead? So something kind of similar to that.
So it might be like...
Different people.
Yeah.
Same like world, but necessarily not the same like years.
Could be before the event happens.
I think we see day one in this new one, though, because I think they show that in the trailer.
Okay.
Because the movie takes place, what, day 86 and then day like 100 and whatever the fuck.
I have no clue.
Not even a full year into.
But like, see, A Quiet Place is such a unique kind of thing where it's going to be really hard to. It's going to be really hard to capture that again because, like, the whole fucking film is in
sign language.
Yeah, but it's
not. Well, that's specific to that family, though, because.
But their daughter everyone was, has to be quiet.
Yeah,
though.
But not necessarily everybody knows sign language. I guess, and shit yeah. Like that. And everybody's not set up in the same situations to where you're raising a family and all this other kind of stuff. Like, so there could be other people. Like, we could see how other people are adapting to this world, not necessarily using sign language and making trails of sand on the ground and walking bare feet or barefoot. Yeah. It'd be cool to see other people's survival methods in this same vein of existence, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potential here. I mean, it's a post-apocalyptic world, so with that, you can kind of, once you set up that world and the rules, you can kind of follow anybody.
Man, you'd really want to be in like a sound-treated room where like no sound can escape, and then you're fine.
Put yourself in a padded room.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
We're stupid. Next one?
Yeah, I love A Quiet Place, though. I was super bummed.
I know, that was your most anticipated film of the year.
Yeah, I was very excited.
You've cried on my Tenet. Shoulders.
Tenet was good.
Yeah, Tenet was good, yeah.
Tenet. I saw that three times. I hate the trailers. That's what I said. Tenet.
The movie announcers?
Experience it in IMAX.
Give me your best.
Tenet.
That's your best?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time friends of mine talk about that movie, like, oh man, Tenet was so good. Tenet. it's like a switch goes off in my brain. Tenet. Anyway, so you remember that Vin Diesel movie that we never saw? Bloodshot.
I hope it lost millions.
So the first thing I have written here is, good Lord, I haven't seen this movie. But it was one of the last movies to get released before like the full lockdown happened here in the States. The first movie wasn't received very well by critics.
What a surprise.
And it made like $35 million worldwide. But you have to take COVID into consideration because that was like right before everything. Look, don't get me wrong. It was doomed.
Did you see the trailers for this film?
Look, it was never going to make a lot of money, but it was for sure going to make more than $35 million worldwide. But it looks like Sony and DMG Entertainment are confident enough and they feel good with how the film performed when it was released for VOD because it was like right before everything shut down. And then once everything shut down, they moved it straight to VOD within like a couple weeks. So they're rocking and rolling with a Bloodshot 2.
This is garbage.
It's coming.
Once again.
You better buckle up.
How does this shit get made and something amazing, you know, gets passed by? Oh, God.
Vin the Potato Diesel.
Potato.
He does look like a potato. He looks like a potato in a thermal.
Do you think you'd say that to his face?
Probably not.
Probably not or not? I mean, he could, like, dropkick you. And
I could sue him.
But he'd have cause. You called because him Potato Diesel,
that's not how
Chance.
The law works.
That is, I'm a lawyer.
People can say whatever they want. That doesn't mean that you can just punch
them.
I don't
think you know what you're talking about.
That's not how the world works, buddy. Put your hands on me. I'm suing you for millions, especially if you're fucking Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for my acting career.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
I'm going to go to fucking California and sign with Stella Adler. And thanks, Vin Diesel, in my acceptance speech. Thanks for beating my ass that one day. I wouldn't be here without your fists.
It'd be a great rivalry
and
for
my
the
lawyers.
Rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like Matt Damon and
Chance the Actor versus Vin Diesel. Vin the Potato Diesel.
Oh my God.
Only on pay per view.
Oh my God. You'd get it. Ah, fuck. That's hilarious.
Anywho, I already said this bit of news. Oh. Your wife's favorite thing, Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
So it looks like Warner Bros. Is looking to replace the character of Grindelwald. I don't know how to spell Grindelwald, so I just put the character G.
G. Yeah.
Sorry, I wrote my notes. They're looking to replace him with Mads Mikkelsen.
Ooh.
One of my favorite people.
See, now, you sent me that. That confused me because I thought the other day they released a statement that they're going to pay Johnny Depp like a seven-figure number for one scene in Fantastic Beasts.
That might be one of the things that they're considering.
So maybe he's going to, like, transform
into... But it looks like they're rocking and rolling. Yeah. This looks very likely. Depp, having previously been asked to resign by the studio because of all this ugly court battle shit with his ex, Amber Heard. I love Mads Mikkelsen. If this ends up falling through, what a career.
Yeah.
He managed to finagle his way into the MCU.
Yep.
He's the motherfucker that built the Death Star. And then he's going to be fucking Grindelwald. I think that's amazing.
He's got Disney and Warner Brothers by the balls.
I wouldn't say by the balls, but...
Well, by the testicles, sorry.
He's in there. It's pretty cool. And he played Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, that's true. One of your favorite. Did you finish that, by the way?
I did.
You did?
It's really good.
Good? Yeah.
It's really? Very good.
Three seasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should check it out.
I will.
He did all of his own cooking in that show, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the thigh?
He prepared all the food. It wasn't like a human thigh, but yeah. Yeah, he prepared all the food.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah.
Super proud.
Method is... No, I'm kidding.
Method. Is that you?
No way.
Is that me? Oh, it was me.
The first thing I ever saw Mads Mikkelsen in was Casino Royale.
Oh, when he's smacking his balls.
He plays Le Chief.
Talking about balls twice.
And Le Chief.
Yeah. Good movie.
And Le Chief.
Good movie.
Anyway. What I got here?
All
right, last bit of news. This is a bit of a sad one. Yes, the late, great Alex Trebek passed away at the age of 80. I was never really like a Jeopardy person.
Yeah.
I definitely knew who he was and how influential he was as far as like game show.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he hosted it for 25 years, yeah, something like that.
Apparently, rumor has it, you know who George Stephanopoulos is? The guy from CNN?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, his management team is pushing very hard for him to take his place.
Wow. I know the last episode with Alex Trebek in it of Jeopardy will air on like Christmas or something of this year. It'll be the last episode.
Apparently, he was having some health problems. And
he had cancer. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was diagnosed like the beginning of this year.
You know what kind of cancer?
I want to say like pancreatic cancer or something like something like stage three that was like inoperable, and it was like they gave him like 90 days to live or something like that, and he lasted a lot longer than a lot of people thought, but still very sad. Yeah, for sure. It's one of the greats. We lost so many fucking people
influential
this year.
People this year, like it's political figures,
I
public
can't even
figures,
tell you. And like artists. They weren't even due to the pandemic or anything.
That's
which
pretty
is
much
nuts.
Just a lot of death this year. Yeah. So much. Millions and millions.
I knew you were going to go into that.
it's pretty fucked. Yeah. But that's all I got for the news. So, if you're ready to rock and roll into the motherfucking thing about this movie that we're talking about today.
Oh, boy, am I ever.
All right.
There's the energy.
Get ready. Because here we fucking go. we're talking about Catch Me If You Can. Written by... Jeff Nathanson, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg.
So, barely 21, yet Frank is a skilled forger who has passed as a doctor, a lawyer, a pilot. That's it for that.
He was 17, by the way, but go on.
This is barely 20. That's what I said, barely 21. Come on, man.
17, 21, what's the difference?
Barely 21, not 21. Come on, man.
Barely, what does that mean, though?
You're throwing off my I don't know, man. IMDb. FBI agent Carl becomes obsessed with tracking down the con man, but Frank not only eludes capture, he revels in the pursuit. Stack cast. We got Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
We got fucking Tom Hanks.
Ooh.
We got fucking Christopher Walken.
Ooh.
Goddamn Charlie Sheen.
Ooh.
Fucking Amy Adams.
Martin Sheen.
What'd I say?
Charlie.
Same difference. Amy Adams. Fucking who else? Jennifer Gardner's
Josh
in this movie.
Josh Brolin.
No. James Brolin, his dad is in it.
Josh Brolin, too, yeah.
I was going to make a joke about him being in his dad's balls still, but he was definitely
ooh.
Born.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, for sure. He was senile at that point. I'm sorry, that was mean.
I love this movie.
Oh, yeah,
because,
it's great. It's an instant classic.
Okay. Why don't I just read my notes?
Yeah, go for it.
I love this movie because you almost can't associate it with like one single genre.
I would agree.
This movie is like such a it has such a strange sense of wonder and adventure, like any other Spielberg movie. But this isn't about like an archaeologist finding some hidden treasure. It's not about a giant shark. It's not about an alien trying to get home. It's about a teenage con man who bullshits his way through life through like the early 60s and 70s. Right. And it's pretty wild. Like, it's based on a true story, but like, I don't know why it has like this energy and like sense of wonder. And I don't know. Maybe it's because it's all coming from the point of view of DiCaprio's character, Frank Abagnale Jr. Mm-hmm. And he's, like you said, he's 17. So he's a kid. And we kind of, I don't know. He just does such a good job of capturing that that mysticism, that I charm. Think. That wonder.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's Spielberg, though. You know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, when Spielberg and DiCaprio were working together, or him and Tom Hanks.
Excuse me, who? I think you mean Tim Hanks.
What'd I say?
Something else.
Oh, I say Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Anyways, point. It's amazing.
That's it, guys. Watch me.
Have a good day.
I have your Tom Hanks is great in this film.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's one of my favorite roles of his.
Yeah, see, like we were the other week, you had mentioned someone said like Tom Hanks is just Tom Hanks all the time. That's fucking horseshit. Compare this to what was that Cloud Atlas that he's in? That. Me neither. But
Angels
I've
and Demons.
Yeah, there you go.
The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, totally different characters.
Green Mile.
Go fuck yourself. That's a great.
They said you want to hear knock knock. Like the Yankees. He says something about the Yankees. See, you like Barry Allen? What?
Yeah, if not for that
comic
that
books.
Kid.
He reads comic books. He's a kid.
Boy, now everyone reads comics.
Yeah.
God.
Well, the character of Carl Hanratty is he's such a determined man. And I feel like he's the perfect representation of like an FBI agent in like the 60s and 70s.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Like, he's got the perfect look. He's got the receding hairline. He's got like the glasses. Everything about him just kind of fits perfectly. And like, but I like it. Like we find out later that he's lost his wife. He lost his kid. They're gone. And he's kind of like all he's got is his job. And, you know, he's just like that typical, you know, I always get my man type, even though he does get bested a couple times. He get DiCaprio's character, Frank.
Yeah, he embarrasses him
look like a
so
fool.
Many times. Like when they're at the airport and he pulls, don't move, and he pulls out the side and he's there to pick up Hanratty.
No, the best is when he gets it with the Barry Allen thing and he like walks that old man out.
Good
he's
shit.
Like, he's like, my partner's walking him out to the car right now. Like that is just such good shit. And
who would have think, like, I remember when I was a kid, like sometimes I would like peel labels and stuff off of bottles, but I wouldn't keep them. I would just peel them off. But this guy, like, what was the whole point of that? He kept them just to have?
I think that was just like a nervous tick.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just like a thing.
But Frank Abagnale is a fucking genius. The man's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, I know just a little bit about his life. Everything he did in the film is pretty much accurate. I don't know if you ever had those kind of run-ins with him or not, or if that's, you know,
if
fiction.
You really alluded them to,
right.
to that extent, yeah.
But, like, they did catch him in France. He was, you know, making checks and everything like that. And, he got a 12-year sentence. He served 4 of those years. And then after that, he works for the FBI for the remainder of his time. And, just for the rest of his sentence. I think he stayed on, like, working for them, but they were paying him.
It's not a bad deal.
No, not at all. He made millions and millions of dollars. He worked for...
I'd take that deal.
Oh, for sure. He worked for Chase, Wells Fargo. I mean, fucking crazy. And he almost didn't get caught.
Amy Adams. I fucking love Amy
Yeah,
Adams.
She's good.
She just, I don't know. Her character's name is Brenda, and I just want to just hug her. Especially like when she gets all embarrassed and stuff when they're like fooling around and... She's all sad. She's like, you know, this is my first time. Or no, actually, no. She
it's
said
not her first.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. She said she had a miscarriage. She had an abortion before. Yeah. Blah blah blah. And it's just like, I don't know, man. Like her vulnerability just made me. I'm like,
it's
God,
real.
God
it's
damn
like
it.
Good.
Like, come here, you little.
You little redhead.
Yeah.
You little blue.
Say, you little ginger haired fucker.
Jesus, I think mine's a little bit more tame.
Let me give you a fucking hug. But yeah, he get like the scene with Jennifer Gardner when she's like an escort or whatever, mm-hmm. and he fucking, he dupes her stupid ass. He writes her a fucking bad check.
Great.
She's dumb.
So the main question I have like for escort that.
101. You always take cash.
Yeah, take cash, right?
The moron.
But is she is actually an escort or is she a model turned escort? Because he had mentioned like, oh, you're the famous model, blah blah blah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But
she could have just been a model turned escort.
A model turned. Well, yeah. I was going to say something else, but I don't want to be degrading to I don't want to say, you know what? Never mind. Just keep going.
Keep going. Oh, man. Yeah, I love this film. I don't think there's, I didn't write anything bad about it.
What'd you think about the mom's character? What do you think about her?
Fucking piece of work. She just goes from man to man. Just because of the money. Like, you stand by your spouse no matter what. Unless, you know.
Who tells you that?
I mean, that's what I believe.
You're an idiot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how long your marriage lasts.
58 years. Is that possible? Yeah. We can get
anything's possible.
What's diamond? Is diamond 60 years? Where what? Is diamond? You know how, like, you get married and, like, I think... Like you're the years long you've been together is a certain, like a stone or a metal or something, like maybe bronze. It's just a saying.
It's just
right?
Some of that white people
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I love asking my wife that. Whenever she asks me anything that I don't know, I'm like, is this some more of that white people shit?
Yes, because if you don't know, Chance is in a biracial relationship.
I am?
Yes.
Oh.
Ashley is the second palest person I've ever
met. Have you ever watched the Boondocks?
No.
Like the cartoon? So there's this guy. His name was Uncle Ruckus, and he's supposed to be like an Uncle Tom type character. Uh-huh. Kind of like Stanley from...
Has he got the white wispy hair?
Yeah.
I think I've seen
But him. He's got reverse, what's it called, vitiligo, when like your skin turns white, like what Michael Jackson had.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like the splotches, but he's got reverse.
Wait.
So he's a white guy.
He's white.
And he's... And it,
oh,
so
my God.
Racist. And it's the funniest fucking shit.
So he's Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic
It's
Thunder.
A black guy that does his voice, but yeah, like...
That's hilarious.
It's... Oh, my God.
Fuck, that's funny.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. Your mom, the other day, I was helping your mom move, and she's like... She's like, you guys go off on the most random tangents.
We do.
Like, thank you. That's what I was going for.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if people love it or hate it.
I mean,
I would probably hate it, personally.
You got to get it how you live, you know what I mean?
So let me talk about the cinematographer.
You do that.
For this film. Damn it, I just closed out of my notes.
Don't worry, it was
so
me.
This guy.
My first gig, studio gig.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my first studio gig. Catch me if you can.
Oh, I see.
I was a cinematographer.
Janice
Ooh.
Kaminsky is a cinematographer. For this
is that a woman?
It's a guy. He is.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
it's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. It's Spielberg's cinematographer. He works on everything from Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, Minority Report.
I forgot about Minority Report.
To newest things like Lincoln.
Bridge of Spies.
And he probably did Bridge of Spies.
Did you see Bridge of Spies?
I did. Oh, he did do Bridge of Spies. Yeah.
I saw it in theaters with a group of friends and they were so disappointed.
Ready
like,
Player One.
This movie was never marketed as like a spy.
Yeah, I can't really place where it, like what it is. Because it's not espionage, really.
It is, but like it's
not your typical espionage.
Yeah, it's kind of like
guess.
More real life. Because I don't really think people are out there doing Mission Impossible stuff. I mean, they could be.
I don't know, dude. Have you ever heard about the attempts to kill Fidel Castro? Crazy, like CIA no. shit. They like gave him a fake cigar because he loved his Cubans. They gave
really
him a fake
they
cigar.
To
they tried to
bad.
Blow him up with a cigar. Oh, for sure.
That's some wild shit.
I think the U.S. tried to
like a stick of dynamite. You
yeah.
ever seen that?
Yeah, like the Bugs Bunny. Yeah.
Looney Tunes type shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think they tried to kill him like over 20 times in every single one filmed.
So let's do a Bugs Bunny on him. And just
the next one, the last one they had was dropping a safe on him.
Operation Bugs Bunny.
BB. No, so the cinematographer is great. He's man. Really good. He's able to capture like these really good moments. Like there's a whole one take in it when like Frank, you know, before he runs away, comes home.
Frank,
where you going tonight?
Where you going tonight, Frank? He said, "Pow to the moon."
We're never gonna get through this.
Pow to the moon.
This episode is 3 hours long.
Welcome. Sit back and relax. Who are you today? Who'd you say you were?
I don't remember. Fuck.
Anyway.
I can't remember.
I was going to say something smooth and sexy, but I can't think of anything. Yeah. Go on. I'm sorry. What?
It's all right. I forget what I was saying.
Let me say some stuff now. Move on to my next point.
Yeah.
Speaking of shots, I love the shot where he comes in when he's with Martin Sheen. It's like, I think it's the wedding, or it's like the wedding shower. And Tom Hanks shows up, and he sees all the bottles with peeled labels. Mm-hmm. And when they're standing at that centerpiece, like right above the stairs.
Yeah.
And it's Martin Sheen, Tom Hanks, and I can't remember who else was standing there. And they kind of turn, and they look up the stairs, and the camera kind of moves with them.
Yeah.
And it kind of elevates as they look up. That's such a good shot to me.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a great cinematographer for sure. Him and Spielberg work so well together.
What else? What else happens in this movie that's like...
Nothing, I don't think. I don't think anything else. I think that's the entirety of it.
I think they do a good enough job, as good as they can, to try to like age DiCaprio up, kind of like in the beginning when he's got the long hair and the...
I think the hair helps, for sure. But you know he's still like mid, yeah, you know, early 20s. I mean, just talk about his performance. What'd you think about... it's great.
What'd you think about Christopher Walken?
I think...
Do you like Christopher Walken?
I don't know. See, there's a character who I think always plays the same in every film. Like, I can't think of... I feel like I just watched him in something. But I think this was his most invoking of emotion. Because, like, he really turned into this man who was, like, beaten at every... Like, at every path
he could have been. He's just trying to, like, beat the system at every turn. And
I guess. Just kind of trying to beat the corners. System?
Just kind of cut corners and just kind
of... Because, like, I know he's a shady man, kind of. But, like, he had a store, and so he was, like, shut down for, like, tax evasion kind of thing.
Cutting corners.
Yeah. But then he took a job at the Postal Service.
Because that was all he could do.
Yeah.
But he was still being investigated by the IRS.
I can't believe they gave him a job in the government, though.
I mean, it was back in the day. I mean, how many people... This is before, like... Just before, like, fraud was, like such a, like a... Well, I mean, people have always been, you know, conning and cheating, mm-hmm, the system. Yeah. But I guess...
To this extent.
To this extent with, like...
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I felt bad for him. And I think, like, yeah... Two mice probably...
fell into a bucket of cream. I love Christopher Walken. You ever seen that video of him dancing? I think it's called, like, Fat Boy Little Suit or something like that.
What?
It is... This dude has the moves. He
can dance?
Do what?
All I know is that he was investigated for the death of, like, Natalie Wood or something like
that. He wasn't investigated, but he was on that boat. I've seen that video, yeah, like, because my wife watches shit like this. Yeah. She said, and she's seen it. She said, oh, my God. Because Wedding Crashers is, like, one of her favorite movies. Great film. Sleepy Hollow is one of her favorite movies.
Good film, yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, it's my fucking guy. And she doesn't know his name. She said, come in here, baby. What's this? And I was like,
she doesn't know Christopher Walken.
I was like, it's Christopher Walken. She said, oh my God, Christopher Walken.
He's a murderer.
She was like, he was on a boat where somebody got murdered. I was like, what? She was like, they were hanging out and like he went to bed and when he woke up, there was like, the person was dead and this and that. And I was like, holy shit.
But yeah, you should look that story up if you're interested at all.
I love him in Sleepy Hollow because like he literally doesn't say anything.
I don't remember that film.
He's the horseman.
He's the headless horseman?
Yeah. You don't remember when he had the sharp teeth and he was killing everybody?
Nope.
Oh, my God. And he literally just... Rah! That's all he does. He just growls at people and kills them. It's good stuff.
Let's talk about the music for this film.
The Muzak?
Muzak.
Was it...
John Williams.
John Williams?
Who did the film. And, oh, my God. The music is so good. Like, it sounded like Danny Elfman the entire time.
That's also what helps capture that kind of magic that I was talking about earlier. I don't know, man. There's just something about when you have those like certain collaborators that like when you get the Nolans and the Zimmers and the Spielbergs and the Williams and I can't think of anybody else right now off the top of my head. Well, pretty much Williams with everything, but when they're able to just take you somewhere, and I mean, this is what movies are, but literally all you see in here, like the score and how it's shot and how the camera moves and specifically where they make you look when the music swells. I don't know. It transports you somewhere else. Like, I don't know. Like I watch Catch Me If You Can, I'm aware that I'm watching a movie for sure, but it 100% does its job of just swooping me up, and then I'm living within this 2 hour, two mm-hmm. and a half hour time frame of in the 60s when this dude's like doing all this shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like I'm actually there, almost like it was a documentary. It's just executed so well, and
I think the music is a hard thing. Like,
do you concur?
I concur. Why didn't I concur? Why did I concur? Like, the music is obviously, it's supposed to be, I think the music should be subtle enough that you don't focus on it too much, but present enough where you're aware of it. So hard. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you obviously don't want that to distract that from the film itself. Mm-hmm. But
you don't want to take somebody completely out of the movie, but you still want to make that movie magic and kind of sweep somebody up and take them away for a little while. But, and that's just something Spielberg's like always been able to do, I think.
Yeah. I mean, look at this guy's record of films. Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park,
The Color Purple.
Shawshank Redemption.
You never seen The Color Purple?
I never heard of it.
Oh my, what?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard
Jesus Christ.
Of it.
I'm black though, so that. No, like, so no, like, this movie's very much, it's very much about like black culture and,
And Spielberg did it. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a play first, Color Purple. It's got Whoopi Goldberg, Danny Glover.
Holy shit.
Some other people.
Yeah. I think Danny Glover's dead, right?
No. Danny Glover's not dead.
Huh. He's fucking old, then.
I was about to say he's too old for this shit.
Yeah.
I'm full of references today.
This is a period piece, which we didn't really talk about, but yeah, it's set in like the 60s and maybe some of the 70s. Chance is just smacking his face on the mic right now. But it doesn't feel like they cut corners anywhere. Like, they perfectly transformed.
Yeah. Whenever I watch movies like these, like when they're outside the airport and they're trying to catch him, mm-hmm. you know, and he has this,
that's
I'm like
a great scene.
I'm like, look at, like, that's pretty much all. Like, I don't know how or where they shot this or how they made that airport look.
I would assume
like that has to be a lot somewhere.
I would assume it's in LA. They either like, cause like a lot of the times people think that they shoot inside these studios that are like the big warehouses and stuff. But a lot of times take Avengers Infinity War, for instance, they will section off the quote unquote driveways in between the two. If there's a studio house here and a studio house here, they'll block off that and they'll make the city or something look like a road.
Shoot
in
it
New
in a
York.
Lot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we went to Warner Bros. They were doing that.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, use what you got.
Like, you know, like the Friends, the beginning mm-hmm. where they're at the fountain.
Yeah.
That's like, they have at Warner Bros. They have like this whole fucking town that
you
can just shoot. And it's like that little courtyard is, that's where they,
that's sweet.
Like, it's wild though. Cause like, some of the houses in this neighborhood, they're literally just like the front of the house. And when you go in, there's no like back door or nothing like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Or like there's somewhere the layout inside is completely different. So on the outside, it looks like a two-story house. But when you go in, there's no fucking ceiling and it's just walls. Mm. And the stairs like lead up to nothing or it's just trippy stuff like that. And they just,
this is such a good movie. Unfortunately, it's so good that it's made me want to watch like other classics. Like, I really want to watch Forrest Gump now because that's such a good fucking film.
Gump, what is your sole purpose in this army? To do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant. God damn it, Gump. You're a goddamn genius. That is the most exceptional answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. I remember I watched that. I don't know why. I was just scrolling on Instagram through one of the various like screenplay things that I watch, and I had that scene next to like the script, and my volume was like all the way up.
Oh shit!
And I'm in the middle of Target. He's like, "God damn it, Gump!" And I'm losing my. I'm laughing hysterically because I'm just like, this whole
it's
like
a fantastic scene.
Just, like, he was so close to his face when he was screaming. Like, it's just, that shit is just funny to me. But
that's a good
Lieutenant
fucking movie.
Diane.
We should get your legs.
magic legs.
We should review that one.
I'm down. I love Forrest Gump. My wife hates that movie. She doesn't hate it. She just hates how sad it is, because it is a sad movie.
It is. Very sad.
Something jumped up and bit me in the buttocks.
Yeah.
Ow, something bit me.
He says it, yeah. Good shit.
He said it was a bullet, wasn't it? That bit you.
There is...
That's Robert Zemeckis?
I think so, yeah. There is a really good shot in this film that is got to be CGI, but it's got to be one of like the best early uses of it.
Is it the plane?
No, it's not the plane. So there is a shot where, and I must have seen this movie 10 times at least, like so many times, because my mom loves it. But there's a shot where the pilot fuck. The pilot and the stewardesses are in slow-mo, right? But everyone around them, like when Frank first sees them the first time, mm-hmm. like holy shit, this is a pilot, because pilots were like actors and stuff. Like they were that famous.
People traveling the world and cheating on their wives.
Yeah. But there's a shot where like they're in slow-mo, but everyone else around them is in, you know, 24 regular frames. Motion. Yeah. So I can only assume they filmed them separately, like on a green or blue screen, and then comped them in. Because how would you fucking do that? That's like, you can't shoot that practically. Unless
I'm sure you well, maybe you can. Maybe you shoot it without the pilots for the first take and have everybody else, blah, blah, blah. And then you shoot the pilots and then kind of mesh
you might together. Be able to, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass.
But if you're doing something like that, I think the camera's moving as well. So they'd have to have the camera like perfectly timed. You'd
have to move the, yeah.
Yeah. For I don't know how they did it, but either way, that's a great shot.
You know, he never went to film. Well, he never finished film school.
Yes, I do know that.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
And he's the most successful filmmaker. Pretty sure he's dyslexic world. Too. Wouldn't surprise me.
Steven Spielberg.
So was his daughter's Albert a porn star. Yeah, I know.
So was Keanu Reeves. Not a porn star, but dyslexic.
Oh, okay. I've got one like wild fucking note that I thought was hilarious. And I only noticed it now. The way they hold their guns are the most ridiculous thing. They hold them like 2 feet out in front of their body. I mean, but I feel like that's such a callback to like 60s such a, films.
Yeah. Everybody's got revolvers.
Yeah. Like little, come on.
I hate revolvers because.
Little snub nose.
Once, I mean, you got 6 shots.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take you to individually put them bullets? Like, well, think about being in a shootout, right?
The thing is like they don't. They don't. The old types of revolvers, whereas like if you have a modern day revolver where the chamber slaps open, you load it one shot at a time. But there were ones where like
the whole like
barrel? it would pop barrel, out like, yeah, the cylinders and you just put a new cartridge in and you slap it back and you're good to go. So that's how they used to do it for people who would use them
frequently
all the time.
Get into shootouts.
Yeah, FBI agents, police officers, they would do the same type of things.
Yeah, I couldn't be a I can't be a lawman, period.
Yeah.
But like during this time with them guns, no way. With no way.
You ever see like when they have those huge like 10-foot long billy clubs down at their side too? They just dangling like a dick. Oh my god.
Just smacking on your knees all day.
It must be so annoying. God.
It's like drawing a sword and pulling out to beat somebody's ass.
We gotta talk about James Bond, because Sean Connery just passed away. And we just watched.
And he goes out and he buys the suit. Does he buy the car too?
He buys the little Aston Martin. Yeah, good scene.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so wild that he was able. Like this dude just watched a lot of TV, and was really smart and creative.
Yeah,
and he was just able. Like when he's got all the Pan Am airplanes in the tub, and he's genius. Peeling off the. I'm like, bro.
How the fuck do you think of that?
This kid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
like
so simple.
I feel like nowadays. It's easy to be like, damn, somebody could do that. Like, that's very believable.
Because no one had done it before.
Yeah, like, that's so wild that he was just like, you know what, I'm about to fucking be a doctor. He just made up a fake document and you went in there and...
Now, I feel like you could do that nowadays. You could still make up the fake diploma and everything, but everything's online, so you could also cross-reference it and be like, did he really go to Harvard? Oh, no.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah,
this is fake.
Yeah.
I called Harvard. They said, I never heard of you. I sent him an email. There's something else. There's other stuff to talk about.
That's all.
What about
I had.
The end? The end when like he escapes and he goes to visit his mom and he sees his little sister.
Sad. Kind of creepy, but sad.
I don't think it's creepy.
Random man was up at, I'm saying
he is not a random man. In like with context, he's not a random man. But to that little girl, yeah sure. But like, that's so shitty to like And then it's Jack Barnes, yeah. That same dude that he caught her fucking.
She doesn't even care. She doesn't even care about her fucking son. I mean, I guess she used to, though. That's the thing. She's like,
well.
Because she wanted to write a check and just be like, just let him come home. And
I mean, that's her boy.
Yeah.
But
it's been, yeah, I don't know.
She did what she had to do to survive. I mean, she was just basically a gold digger. I mean, those times, she was a foreigner. She married a military man. She married what was he, in the Navy?
Army, Navy, something like that.
So they got married in France. They came back here. You know what I mean? So, I mean.
In a town where they never heard of Sara Lee. So I love that reference.
Yeah, I love, speaking of Christopher Walken dancing when she spills the wine.
It's a good scene.
He puts the fucking moves on her and gives a little dip. It's so weird, though, when he looks at
DiCaprio. Yeah. He's about to fuck your mom. Yeah,
look at me serenade this bitch. Take notes, boy.
But also the way he watches them, too. I think it's obviously supposed to be coming from like a, wow, they're so in love. Like, this is amazing that after all these years.
To my mom's a gold-digging whore.
Right. That'd be hard. Be fucking hard. And plus, they got a divorce back in like the 60s too. How uncommon is that? God. Fucking crazy. Not as common as it is.
My wife and I were talking, because you know my wife's a therapist. We were talking about just like all the trauma that Frank goes through, and how a lot of that kind of just leads to him doing most of the shit that he does in this movie. And because, I mean, he runs away because he can't choose who he wants to live with, and he just kind of decides to create his own life. And it's pretty wild. It's, I guess, comparatively to all the other things that he could have got caught up in.
This is probably the best.
Making millions. I mean, I
still fraud.
Yeah.
Still illegal.
It's very illegal. How much did he? It was like millions of dollars, right?
Yeah, I think at the time it was $4 million.
So with inflation, that's like what, $2 billion? No, I'm kidding. But
it's probably $20 million, $25 million.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And this dude was just ordering room service, fucking chicks, and
Getting paid.
He's a doctor, a lawyer, pilot.
See, the thing is, I think like his whole thing stems from like he really wants to be seen as someone better than he is. You know, he started with such this high class education.
But he looked up to his father so much, and this was. Like, he was his dad, but, like, the next gen, you know what I mean? Because, like, everyone, 2.0. Like, parents always say, your duty as parents is to make the next generation better than the previous, so make your kids be better, set them up to be better than you were. And although they weren't the best people, Frank Jr. did exceed his father as far as his scams and kind of what he did and what he was capable of and how far he went. So I guess, you know, I mean, like he just wanted to be like his dad. And I mean, he would write home to him and, you know, send him postcards all the time and tell him, hey, I'm a pilot now, or hey, I'm a doctor now, or hey, I'm a lawyer now. I'm living in wherever the fuck he was. But
what is the Rotary Club that he was a part of? Frank Sr., he was a part of the Rotary Club, and it was like the most prestigious thing they talk about that you could be a part of. I have no clue what the fuck it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only thing I could think of is like a rotary phone, you know? But what would that have to do with shit? I don't know.
Why is that influential?
Well, we designed the thing that went on the front of the phone. So, yeah.
You remember before when you had to use one finger to dial? Now you can use two fingers to dial.
Oh, my God.
For twice the speed.
This is a perfect movie. I mean, if I could give it a 10 out of 10, I probably would, but I don't think it's ever fair to say anything's perfect.
Yeah.
So I'd probably,
I mean, it's all subjective. If you feel it's perfect, you can say that. Who's to tell you you're wrong?
You're right, Chance. It's a 10 out of 10.
There you go.
It sucks.
Does that make you feel better?
No.
Yeah, I really enjoy this movie. The movie's a fucking instant classic.
What would you get?
It's up there on my top five. Top 10 for sure. Top 10 for sure.
I would say.
For sure. Yeah. I really like this
movie. You don't have a numerical value to give it, because you never do.
Nah, you should really watch it. It's a great movie. You should really watch it, though.
For shizzle.
Yeah. I almost said something really bad.
So. I want to know.
That's, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much all I have to say about this movie.
Same.
Watch this. You watched anything new recently, lately?
Due Date. We watched Due Date. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian?
Yeah, The Mandalorian. Yeah, it's really Mandalorian. Good.
I haven't watched it. I watched the first, like, not even a whole minute when they jump him in the beginning. And he's like, let the child go. It's like, if you harm him, there's no place you can hide from me.
Wait, you haven't seen the first episode?
No, the second one.
Okay. Yeah.
When he's in the desert and his speeder, they fucking clotheslined him.
Yes, yes, yes.
They clotheslined him. And then, I stopped. Yeah. It's like not even 2 minutes in.
It's good. I guess we can talk about
I looked down and it was 9:49 and I had to be here at 10:30. It's a 30-minute drive. So I was like, oh, well.
I guess we can talk about the first episode then. We can give it like a little micro review.
Should we do that in a separate episode?
Oh.
Clickbait.
Clickbait. Tap bait. Are they going to change that when you're on your phone? Because you're not clicking anything. You're tapping. You ever think
same
about that?
Thing, I mean.
Do you ever think about
that's
how...
That's like saying when you use a trackpad, you're not clicking something, you're tapping something.
What's
a
trackpad?
The fucking thing on
Oh,
your,
this thing is called a trackpad? I fucking hate these things. I hate them.
Yeah, I mean, I have a mouse, but I don't have it with me.
Right, same. Oh, my
cat
God.
Ate it.
Your cat ate the mouse or the dongle?
The mouse.
Oh, because you're
that
making
was a joke.
Because,
you know,
yeah.
Mice.
I need a sign-off. I'm trying to think of a sign-off. So let's brainstorm one real quick. It could be something. It could be anything. Smell you later.
I don't want to smell anybody, though.
You're right.
That means I would have to get up in their personal space.
Ooh, yeah, we don't want to invade anyone's personal space.
Let's stick something here.
Knowledge is power. That's already taken.
I was going to say knowing is half the battle, but that's G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe. G.I. Jose.
What?
Family Guy.
Oh, wow.
I'll think of one off air.
Yeah, we'll think of some.
Social don't media. Forget to tip your waitress. And then you're supposed to tip them over. It's like it's a comedy joke. I like they used to say a lot of
do you tip jokes. Your waitress?
Yeah, of course.
I always do at least 15%.
15? I think I do 20.
If they're dog shit, they'll get 10. Okay, actually, no. If they're dog shit, I'll round my total up to the nearest like whole number.
Oh, my God. What if it's 98? Like 2098, would you do... 21?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I go to my car and get some change and drop it on the table.
Ice, baby.
But I mean, like, you ever had, like, just really, really bad servers, though?
Yes.
This is your job. Like, I understand that, like, you make $3 an hour.
Dude,
but that should give you more incentive to do a better job. So
we just went out for LaCrissa's birthday with my sister.
When was her birthday?
November 4th.
Oh, wow. I missed that.
That's okay.
I'll tell her. I'll tell her.
I think you texted her.
No way.
Maybe Ashley did. I think Ashley did. Anyways.
I didn't have access to my Facebook for a while, so like I had no idea.
Yeah, we went out for her birthday dinner and
where'd you go?
We went to the Rusty Bucket.
Ooh, my favorite place.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know you do.
I love ordering fish and chips and getting the seasonal Sam Adams.
You're such a dork. But our server, he comes over, he goes, "How's everyone doing?"
Was it just you two?
No, it was the four of us.
Oh, I love
and
that.
He's like, "What can I get for you guys?" And we each tell him his order. He's not writing anything down. He goes, "Okay, great. I'll be right back.
Oh,
I'll
my put God. It in." He's one of those.
He goes in, he puts it away, and he goes, "Ma'am," to LaCrista, "what did you have again? I'm sorry." And she goes, "Oh, I had this." He goes, "Gotcha. That's right. That's right." He goes, "Sir," to my brother-in-law.
Oh, my God.
"And you got the steak?" He goes, "I got the burger." And then he goes, "Okay, great." And he starts to turn away. And he comes back to me. I'm not even fucking kidding you. And he asks me. And then LaCrista's food comes. And it's fucking wrong.
I'll be like, "Hey, bro, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. But you should probably write this shit down."
The best part was he turns around. He's got a notepad in his back pocket.
Maybe amazing. He's trying really hard to be employee of the month.
I think so.
And he's just like, "Oh, there's a new manager position open. This could be my dining room."
He seemed like such a bro, too, which is just great.
I hate, like, bro servers. Like, because they're usually overly friendly and bad at their jobs. Like, I remember I went to this bar one time, and I was like, "Can I get a Jameson and Coke?" "Jamon Coke? Jamon Coke?" And, like, he just kept saying that to me, and I'm like, "Jamon Coke? Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
You
yeah.
go throw the frisbee
I was at a college bar, keep this in mind, and it was like an OSU game.
Oh, God.
I was just there to drink.
He was just trying to get
tips.
Because
I could give two shits about it. Yeah. And, like, the people I were with, they were just there the night before, and he was, like, taking shots with them.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'm like, "Hey, man, you're not getting drunk with me on my watch.
Just not on my dime, partner.
Serve me. Yeah, I'm not paying. I'm not paying you to buy drinks to drink with me. I'm paying you to serve me. But yeah. Good times. What are we talking about? The show's over.
Yeah, the show's over. We're just rambling now.
All right, goodbye.